Hello everybody, welcome to the Cosmic Cult Radio Show with Dr. Turin. Well,
and Trania.
Yeah, of course, my baby Tonya is here with me today. And what we're going to talk about first is an email that I received from a radio host, Mel, La Verita Show. I did a few shows with Mel, he's a phenomenal host. And he sent me this email. Last week, I stated hearing of the swine flu before it made it to the news. And he said, I was looking for the dates that you mentioned on Coast to Coast or 425, thinking, please, quoted, don't let this be a major event. And the reason is, I have vacation rental in the beaches of Mexico. And for once, I was saying to myself, I hope Dr. Turi is wrong this time, and this all goes away unnoticed. Was I wrong? Best, my friend Mel. So, you know, when you have this type of feedback from people that have been working with me, it makes me really, really happy of the values of my work, but terribly sad to be precise. Now, note also that following this unagreeable prediction of the two police officers that were killed in the line of duty in Florida, on the data that I gave on Coast to Coast, including the outbreak of the swine flu, WDBO radio station in Florida, where those cops were killed, called me, and this is Dr. Turin. We heard about your predictions of you, of those two police officers being killed that you made on Coast to Coast, and that we would like to have an interview with you. So I just finished it. It was a short little thing, you know, like about 10 minutes. But I gave more predictions about this terrible, terrible disease and gave more information also of what should be next. Then I got another email that came in, and this guy says, Dr. Turin, we are right now following your book, Moon Power, on the waxing positive moon. And why a bunch of French people, that's what attracted my attention for me to write to you, died today on the Los Angeles highway. Is your theory defective? Please explain. And then my moon power for today, if you have a copy of the book and you read the section Travel and Communication, will tell you, again, this is the time where anything you really want could happen if you ask hard enough. The moon is waxing and your trips are protected if you take precautions on the road. Then I added, flying is also under good auspices and planning for trips now will add more protection. And that's where it is. I got so many of these type of emails in the past that people wonder what's going on. Well, let me tell you what's going on. First of all, the people that have planned this trip, okay, pretty much like the people that signed the shuttle, NASA scientists, when the cosmic code is against them. And then the next thing you know, you do the wrong thing at the wrong time of the moon, next thing you know, people die, and that's what it is. Worst of all these French people and those kids, of course, probably arrived in this great country after the full moon. I'm not saying we are like potatoes, but I'm sure many of you heard of a farmer's almanac. The farmers do not plant when they feel like, period. And I repeat myself, if you go shopping today and you see the red light in the street or the stop sign, you better stop and respect the laws of man. But because you haven't been educated on the cosmic code and universal rules does not give you the right to mess up the spiritual laws, and that's where the problem is. Lots of people do not have cosmic consciousness, and they do things when they feel like, they plan things when they want to do that, that it doesn't work that way. There is such a thing of a good moon, winning moon. There is such a thing of being at the right time or at the wrong time at the wrong place. But if you do not educate yourself in the process, you will ultimately pay the penalty. And that's what's going on.
Right. Now, There is a cosmic string in our innermost selves which leads us down I think, down the path of authentic navigation towards all those laws. So, I mean, what do people do, Lewis, whenever they've never even heard of you? They don't even know about that center of operations, you know, that we have in us. What do people do?
Well, first of all, you have to be curious, because ignorance is evil, knowledge is power. You need to cast aside your own religious fears if you've been religiously poisoned to start with. Secondly, you've got to be curious, because curiosity is the golden door of greatness. So realize again that those laws are written in light. And this is why the Bible quotes that God created the stars and the heavens to be used as signs. But, you know, when you have been forced for thousands of years to believe on the God that's going to send you to hell, and you don't realize that you are yourself right now on hell, you're not going to go to hell, you are on hell, and that is in your ignorance. My job is to further cosmic consciousness and to make sure that if you have to go to a place you have never been before, let's say you've never been to France. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take Tarania to visit my family, okay, in France. She's never been there. I'll make sure that she goes there in a new moon, in a waxing moon, so she will enjoy everything. It's like giving birth to a specific happening, a very important one for that matter, because she's going to meet all my family, and start on the waxing moon when the light is green. You know what? I remember I had a friend of mine, she says to me, "Oh my gosh, Louis, it's my birthday. We're all going to go to Mexico, and we're all going to have some lobsters." That was, a few years ago. And I look at the moon, I say, I'm busy. I find a stupid excuse, and I said, "No, I'm not going to go there." Guess what? Less than 5 hours later, my friend was flown by from Tijuana to Mexico with a helicopter with the emergency service running around her. Now, why? And now, trust me, she understands me now, but as I said many times before, we are not meant and set to learn the right way and the easy way. The only way we're going to learn is through pain and suffering.
Exactly. But there is one more conflict that I think comes to rise here. And you mentioned in the Bible we are to respect like the stars and so forth. So many people in the world today follow the Bible. So why do you think, Lewis, it is that people don't notice that?
Well,
and understand again, where you're coming from.
Well, because again, I cannot go against 25 years of wrong information and change it overnight. You know, when you have been, since you're a child, taught that if you don't fear God, you're going to go to hell, chances are it's going to take a while for me to cover up and eliminate and recover your psyche with a more educated values of what religion is all about and what the cosmic code is about. So it's a matter of time, it's a matter of education, and this is why we have this type of show, so we can educate people and we can bring you the information that is needed to make sure you understand that the only way God's going to hear you is if you speak His language, raise your vibration, understand the cosmic code or the stars, because as a child of the universe, that's where you came from. That's where you are coming from, and that's where you're supposed to go back and learn and master, so that by understanding and speaking the language of God as He intended us to use the sign, you will be safe. What is so difficult not to understand? And you tell me.
It is true, because eventually at some point in our everyday lives, the universe is going to take over and we will have no control over that.
Well, you know, when I say that 99.9% of the people walking this earth are robots, I'm not making it up. You know what? People have absolutely no clue of their UCI, again, unique celestial identity. And they are responding to the stars. They are manipulated. As a matter of fact, they are mauled to death by those stars, and they have absolutely no idea of how this works. In our infantile psychological science, and scientists from the psychology field are doing the same thing. These people have been educated traditionally, and they will not challenge anything that remotely would remind them of Mrs. Cleo. And that's where the problem is, because I am not a psychic. I'm using the same software that is used by NASA to send a shuttle out there to investigate how the universal code interacts with your psyche. I am not a ghoul. I'm not denying the power of God. I'm just bringing you a different view, a different understanding, a different manifestation of what the Creator Himself is all about. So, I'm getting very, very passionate when it comes to my methodology, my expertise, because when you have 25 million people that on April the 6th heard me, you know, and saying that be ready for a deadly window, which means news of death, okay, and be ready for cops to be killed, and then on the 25th, the swine flu comes up, and do you want some news of death? What else do you want? And two cops in Florida got killed on the day. Oh, hey, wait. That's not the end. Remember, I was there on the 6th. And if you go to George Norrie website, Coast to Coast, you can read, because they didn't take it down and they'll be there forever. You can read the first date I gave was the 10th of April. And do you know what happened on the 10th of April? Four police officers were slaughtered by a lunatic who killed them. My gosh, I have even asked the police force to consider this new way, so to speak, at looking at the human psyche and its interaction with the cosmic code. But they all look at me like a freaking Mrs. Cleo. They look at me like a psychic, somebody who wants 5 minutes of fame, not realizing the depth of my mission, the importance and the urgency of my work. This is insane, and I'm putting so much power, so much energy into it, so I can get enough attention. Now, you know what, people, it's important for you to wake up. Life is a constant process of changes, period, okay? Everything changes. This is life. Everything changes, okay? And incidentally, guess what? The news has a pattern. The weather has a pattern. How many times I said that to George and Coast to Coast? I don't predict anything. I just know when this type of energy will come back and create the news. I have done it over and over and over and over and over and over again. When are you going to listen once and for all so that no more cops get killed? Because it's not going to be normal days to work under those dates. So if you're a police officer listening to this show now, okay, take me very seriously, because those dates for the entire year, okay, I give like 20 dates for 365 days where you are extraordinarily prone to lose your life, and any other police officer literally make his own family going through a nightmare of tears and pain if you're not careful on those dates. Those plutonic window control the law enforcement agency. This plutonic window are coming from a planet called Pluto, the Lord of Hades, the Lord of the Underworld, who controls supreme power, sex, investigation, the FBI, the CIA, and all criminal elements of our society. You will never know how important and how solid and real those dates are. And each time, so far, two came by, and two have been dead on. Now, if you go to Coast website, you'll see another two or four more dates. And if you keep an eye on my website, you will have the rest of the year. Take me seriously if you are involved into security work, night work, or where you're in a position or in a situation where you could face criminals, and especially if you're a cop, of course. And then don't be like some of the police chief that I'm dealing with me right here in Phoenix that are totally obliterated, totally morons, totally fearing the ridicule. People like that born with a pinhead. I wonder how these type of people end up with such a position of power in your city when they don't even care when I suggest them, literally demand and beg them to go and read what their police officers have said on my website. Wait. They still do not budge. Oh my gosh.
Wait, And he's not saying out there to everyone, you know, you're an imbecile. He's not judging anybody. He's just referring to the attitudes that so many people carry because they don't want to, you know, just take a few moments of their time to investigate and listen to what he's saying and use what he said and, you know, see the examples that he's proven repeatedly.
But, you know, what stopped these people to communicate or to investigate? First of all, is the fear of the ridicule. Oh, wow, this is Mrs. Cleo. Not realizing that I'm a scientist, more critical, more down to earth, more logical than they can ever be. Because that's the first thing they need to realize. Secondly, they need to cast aside their own religious views and values, okay? Because God never came down and wrote no books. You like it or not, God made the stars. And as a child of the universe, it is your mission to you to swim back home and understand your position within the universal scheme of things. Secondly, you have to understand that people can only relate to me because of their education, their intelligence, and their UCI, or their stars. And sad enough, 99.9 of the people that wouldn't be you because you're listening and you're being curious are morons. Okay. And when I say moron, again, don't take it personally, because that would show a serious complex of insecurity or superiority or inferiority or whatever you want, okay? The fact of the matter is that I am honest, I'm true, I'm direct. You take it or you leave it. You can only love me or you can only hate me. But when I refer to morons and stupidity, I'm talking about the energy overriding this lost, crazy world, not you personally, because I don't have these shows set up or write hours and hours and end my newsletters specifically to make you feel like, okay, excuse my French, I didn't say it, okay?
And I think what it is over, you know, more than half of the public today, and for years, they haven't followed, you know, any of these rules, right? I mean, they live every day and they're like, oh, you know, I don't follow none of that superstitious, you know, beliefs or whatever. But seriously, this is it, and it's gonna come to the point. I mean, everyone, the sleeping pill is made to wear off. We're gonna wake up. Everyone's gonna wake up.
Again, they have to. Again, the year 2012 is, as mentioned in many of my radio shows and my newsletters, a golden gate of spiritual uplifting for humankind, where people will be more receptive to my so-called metaphysical stuff. But understand that in the old days, in order for anyone to travel and bring the good word of the Lord to the Americas, well, guess what? They follow the star. They follow the star on those ships. And guess what? Your life is under the jurisdiction of those stars. Every single thing is under the jurisdiction of the stars. You would not be alive if you didn't feel the warmth of the sun. And you wouldn't be able to feel anything if you wasn't for the moon. But scientists have only their five limited senses to acknowledge only the physical manifestation of those planets. They lack the third eye. They cannot enter the archetypal realm of consciousness like I do and see other things that are very real. But, you know, sometimes I feel like the only one who doesn't have to wear glasses in this world. That's insane. Now, lately, a student of mine says, Dr. Chewy, there is a great option for you to be on Oprah Winfrey show. So he gave me a link, and I've been literally bombarding my worldwide listening audience and my VIP readers to help me. That was phenomenal. For 5 or 6 days, my God, I got tons and tons of email from people that gave me their endorsement. But it's so very important, it's so crucial for all of you not to stop. Go to Coast to Coast website from drchewy.com, okay? Click on the banner, the first banner that you have, and read my website, okay? Find or type Coast to Coast and find my name and copy the proof of the deadly news that I was referring that produces the swine flu and the death of so many cops. And in sign of that, with your little feedback, do not quit just yet. Because if you have the attitude of a winner like I have, chances are we will do it. My mission is so crucial, so very important, and I don't think anything is going to stop me getting there, because at the end I have to fulfill either a curse or a gift as imposed by the Creator himself on my life. Alright, so now the telephone line start to pick up here. So what I'm going to do, I am going to, let's call Dennis. Dennis, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, where are you calling me from? Oh, yeah, I can
California.
See you. California. What city?
Riverside.
Riverside, California. Okay, now, Dennis, do you need me to kind of give you an overview of your chart, telling you what's your UCI, your strengths, your weaknesses? Do you want to do an astro tarot? Do you have some questions? Just lead me a little bit. What do you want me to do for you, Dennis, today?
Just any one of those things would be interesting.
Okay.
I keep listening to you, and I'm thinking I'm going in the wrong directions here. So,
well, you're not going in the wrong direction by listening to me. You're not.
No. I know what you're doing right.
I know what you mean. Okay, first of all, you have the stars of a cop. Have you ever thought of working in any form of investigation, the police, or even the medical field? Just a question. Or investment. Tell me, what do you do?
That's what I wanted to do, but I never
got into it. You see, my friend, the power of astropsychology. And you are very lucky, my friend, that you never went into the police force, because you have the tail of the dragon in the sign. This is what produces bad cops or cops that get shot. Now, do you think any of those police officers that do not know me would even remotely understand or call or listen to this show? No way, Jose. Now, do you think any of those police chiefs right now in my own little city are listening to this show? No, they're not. They're too busy with their life and they are missing the boats. Do you think any psychiatrists or psychologists that do the hiring in the law enforcement agency are listening to this show? Of course not. Now, do you understand why it's important for me to go nationwide when there is people like you that have been saved by the bell, literally? You want to stay clear from anything that involves the police, because you are not lucky. Let me tell you something. Do you remember this kid that killed a four police officer? He wanted to be a police officer, and he wanted to be in the Army and the Navy. Remember that kid?
Yep.
He had the same stars than that, and that's why he never succeeded. He had the tail of the dragon on the government, and all that he wanted to do is to be in the Army or work for the police. But when the stars do not endorse it, if you try to go there, you're going to be stopped or you're going to get killed. Do you understand that?
I understand that, and I'm glad I didn't do that.
So that is the good news. On the other hand, you have a phenomenal abilities in the art. I perceive that you have healing power through your hands also, and you regenerate with crystals. Now, you do not know. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I have another question for you. Have you ever thought of learning French or Spanish? Question.
Yeah, I tried to learn French, but I wasn't very good at it.
Well, I gotta tell you what. When I landed in London for 6 months in the tubes, I understand how you feel, but that's the only way to learn, my friend. I was able to speak English, broken English, after a year and a half to 2 years in the country with absolutely no French around me. So the only way to learn the language is to be there, and everything in my life seems to be an own experience. But I'm telling you have the gift and you have the power to do so, okay? But you also have a fear. You have a fear here. You don't trust people at all. And you have a fear of never finding love and fear of never being able to be a good father if you have any kids. I see deep, deep inside of you. And you have even a fear of fame, a fear of fame inside of you. Do I make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Those are all true.
Yeah, this is the beauty of astropsychology, is that I don't have to ask questions like the police or NASA psychiatrists or psychologists would do. This is why NASA hire what's the name of that crazy astronaut who tried to kill a lover? What's her name again? Lisa Nowak? Guess what?
Yeah.
Lisa Nowak was born like you with the same dragon's tail. And these are the people that will cost to the corporation, to the police, and most of all, to the taxpayer. So, you know, when it comes to the cosmic code, Dennis, there is no guessing. If you train to read, like any of my students, you can dissect and read a person character in a matter of a few seconds like I do. Now imagine if my software was either at the police station, okay, or in the trooper's car before responding to a call, this person would know immediately that he's dealing with a plutonic character that could be totally normal when you look at him. The next thing you know, he's just loading a couple of bullets in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And when I was talking to this moron, there's no other word, sorry my French, of this police chief in Phoenix, after explaining all this in great detail, he goes, but I do not know how we could apply this system, Dr. Cherry. And I was thinking, oh my gosh.
Well, that's exactly, it's outside their knowledge base. They can't understand it. It's, you know, they have to grow. It takes years for them to expand enough to understand the value of what you have.
But Dennis, I suggested them to let me go and lecture for free so that, you know what, had he let me do that, he would have had the date of the 10th, the date of the 25th, on the 10th, four cops go killed, on the 25th, two cops go killed dead on. And it's not every day that police chief use a laser on their wife or cops get killed, my friend. It's during those windows. But as you said, I have 35 years, I'm ahead 35 years of them. So I understand that they can only relate to me because of their education and poor little peanut heads. Brain. But anyway.
Dennis, suggesting, actually considering the fact that you had been interested at once in this police field, and you know maybe some of the basics, what would you, or what would be some of your suggestions as how to include this the curriculum of so many out there, that this type of line or software that he's created.
Well, what she means is, if you were a police officer, but he's not a police officer, and luckily for him, the Dragon's Tail refused him to get close to that. But what happened is that Dennis is a very smart cookie, period. Being a Scorpio Dragon's Tail, he regenerates with metaphysics and investigation. And he is naturally prone to perceive the archetypal realm of consciousness, because he has the UCI, he has already the stars. Now, have you ever worked at night, Dennis?
Yeah, I work most days and nights. I work quite a bit. I work from home.
Okay. All right. Well, you have the moon in Aquarius, and that represents a lot of high tech at home and a natural aptitude to master the cosmic code. Now, remember, if you decide to know a little bit more about you, you would have to let me do my homework properly so I can send you a 90-minute tape with all the information. And because you are from my show, I will knock out $100, but you have to remind me. And I will also give you opportunities to regenerate through your Dragon's Tail. I can see also you're a very fussy, picky, and critical person with a natural aptitude in the medical field, or at least a natural healing. What do you do something in that area?
Yeah, I work for a company, and we support hospitals and all of their infrastructure.
Okay, so that again is a signature of your Dragon's Tail. But be confident, my friend, because as of August, your mental process will feel much better. You're like an engineer of structure in your own mind. You're an investigator of the higher order. There's no mystery with this very advanced, very old chart. And as you hit next August 2009, your entire finances will be reevaluated. And at the same time, you're going to be going through a form of, hypothetically speaking, dying and rebirthing on your own psychic and spiritual values. So you have quite a lot of good things ahead of you. Just be always aware in November, that's when the tail of the dragon is not exactly beneficial for you. Okay, and remember May, that's next month, something pretty interesting will come on your way. Just be aware of it, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. All right,
thank
Dennis.
You.
Thank you for calling me. Bye-bye, Dennis.
Bye.
Louis, let me ask you this. Okay, say they're all listening today, certain, you know, police, human resources departments, or, you know, the big chief. What would be your suggestion, since they don't know anything about your field? Say they want to do something, but they just don't know what to do. What should they do?
What should they do? First, they have to investigate me and realize that I'm not a Mrs. Cleo, realize that I'm a scientist, that I have software that I design, that they should most of all, if they are involved into the law enforcement industry, agency, they should go and read what all the police officers have said to me on my website. So my suggestion to you is go to drturi.com. Okay, and then look for that free dragon newsletter. Click on that big box. Okay, and then read the newsletters and read what I said to those cops, answering them. You need to start somewhere. And again, stop thinking I'm Mrs. Cleo and cast aside your religious background and be progressive. Because as I said earlier, life is a constant process of change and you need to upgrade your own vibration. All right, where do we go now?
Karen from Louisiana.
Hello, Karen. Are you here, honey?
Hi, Dr. Tori. I'm good friends with Debbie and Richard.
You're a good friend of David, Richard?
Yeah, from Baton Rouge. I took your class. Richard Gordon.
Oh, my gosh. So you're a student of mine.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've been friends with them for years and years, so...
Well, that's good news. Give them my regards, honey, okay? And what can I do for you, Karen?
Well, I'd like you just to kind of give me a general overview of what's going on with me now and what I have to look forward to.
Okay, first of all, incidentally, you have exactly the same dragon than Dennis, but you have the head of the dragon where he has the tail. Your dragon's head is in Scorpio. So anything to do
right.
Anything to do with finances, anything to do with the medical field, anything to do with investigation, anything to do with corporate endeavors and the police, not to forget the medical field, your dragon can only promote you. So if I was working for the police and I see a chart like this, my gosh, you would pass the test because you have the right stars. The only thing that you would have to be cautious is that you have a moon in Pisces. And that means you could forgive everybody when they're speeding too much. So you would have to control yourself because you feel too much other people pain and suffering or bad luck. And even though that you're a great cop and you're protected by the stars, this moon could go against you. So if you were to respond to, let's say, a call in your chart, I would say to you, be extraordinarily careful when responding to any domestic dispute, especially if the subject is intoxicated or use drugs, because that's where sad enough, even though that your dragon is protecting you, that's where you could experience some dramatic event that you don't need in your life. You follow me?
Yeah. Now I'm substituting teacher.
Exactly. So as far as the dragon is concerned, the dragon's tail or the node of the moon, if you're a scientist and you don't know what that is, is rather on your three files, which deal with love, romance, and creativity. So like Tirania, you are asked to reevaluate and restructure your love life in the affairs involving your children. And that could be either painful if you're with the wrong partner, or just wonderful if, like Tirania and I, you land on your soulmates. Okay? Now, like all, like all of those born in April, you also are over-concerned with the affair of health, like Tirania again. So make sure not to negatively affect the atomic structure of your body by nurturing fears or applying your own will against God himself by thinking you know better. So just be careful. Be careful with the affairs of health. Get a positive attitude, and nothing wrong will ever happen to you. Now, as we are moving towards the new dragon by August, this negative energy will free your fifth house, and then the dragon will force you to move and contemplate a brand new career. So be ready, because you have 2 years after that to land yourself in a very, very good position. You follow me?
Thank you.
You're surely welcome. And remember, you're born a natural teacher. So you got to do something about that sometimes, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
You bet, honey. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, Karen. Well, you know, as I always said, if people only knew their relationship with the divine, they would automatically know where the gold mine is, so to speak, or where you know where to aim in terms of getting that dragon to work for them.
You know, the dragon, so many people look at it as a negative symbol, and it's really not, because the dragon plays such an important role in our lives based upon the moon and the stars. And so really we're supposed to be an authority under every subject of the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all of its elements.
But you know what? There is more information available to anyone who wanted to do astrology or astropsychology, to be more precise. There is much more information on the location of your dragon by house sign. Not to forget the hidden dragon. That is a secret that only me has and developed, including the dragon window dates. There's more power in your dragon than what you could ever believe. Now, I'm sure you heard of Susan Boyle and this kid a week later, that those two souls made it all the way up to international fame. And guess what? Both of them, as a confirmation, had exactly the dragon where it's supposed to be for them to hit the lottery. So when I tell you, you know what? There is no accident. The dragon can place you at the right time, at the right place, where you can make the most about around your environment, about anything that you touched, or any endeavors for that matter. But at the same time, in the name of ignorance, you could very well be, like millions of people every day, at the wrong time, at the wrong place, facing the wrong people, in the wrong job. So when you have such a things of a full restructure of the United States economy, as I predicted it well before anyone mentioned the word economy, okay, again, it's in my books and it's on Coast to Coast and on my TV show, my website, okay, now you have that phenomenal opportunity to, instead of suffering and getting depressed and getting negative, to aim in a very different direction. Because you know what? As the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of your thoughts, every single day, you're making wish. Well, I wish I had a better person, or I wish I didn't have to meet those suckers at the office today. And guess what? Your subconscious, or God in time and space, does not know the difference between your wishes or your fears. And next thing you know, he makes sure that on the highway, you break your leg into an accident. If you're lucky, you're going to get a fender bender. But if you're not lucky, then you're going to lose your life on the highway. This is why it's so very important, because it's a choice. It's a choice between evil that needs your thoughts to survive and make your life misery on a daily basis, or it's a choice to aim for the light and apply your will, or God's will, which is stronger than the stars. But I can only repeat what I said earlier in the show. If you do not have cosmic consciousness, you are going to be mauled to death by your stars. So there is time, timing. There is no accident. The universal order is impeccable. Like a clean, well-run watch, the clock, the universal clock, never goes fast, never goes slow. The sun gets up every morning, it gets down at night over the horizon. This universal code is real. This universal clock is real, and you need to understand it. And that's what I'm here for, to help you to raise your vibration, your cosmic consciousness, so you don't become the next victim. I've used this since I can't remember. And this is why, since 1984, when I arrived in this country with no green card, $50 in my pocket, no social security, no driving license, no place to stay, from homeless, I've got it all. But why don't you follow someone who's been there? Where is people common sense? Man, when I was listening to the radio during my days, if I had remotely the opportunity to listen to somebody like myself, and I'm not being an egocentric, listen to this, I don't have spiritual pride. I'm not a minister, okay? I'm real, I'm true, I stand for my wisdom, I put my signature on my predictions and in my book. They're all printed on radio and television, well documented, non-stop. I'm doing it repetitively, which is a scientific fact. If I had somebody like this when I was looking for the light, when I was lost, oh my gosh, I would have run to such a person, because it's easy. It's much easier to win the lottery in California or in Arizona or anywhere state you reside than to find a true spiritual master. And I'm saying this again from the bottom of my heart, without spiritual pride. It's your call. Take a chance. Take a chance on me. Deal with it. Grow up. Learn. Let me take care of you. Let me make the 90-minute tape for you. Let me check on your soul's purpose, your financial situation, your mental process, your home, your family, your love area, your children, your health, your work. Let me check on your partnerships area, your contract signing. Let me check, if you want me to, at your death, yeah. Let me check also at your study, your connection with foreigners, your public life, your career. Let me check on your wishes, your friends. Let me look at your subconscious. Let me look at your dragon, your past lives. Let me do all that. I channel. It's a power. It's a gift that I have been cursed or granted by God for a very specific universal purpose. Can't you hear it? Can't you hear my words? If you don't, can't you feel them? Get on my website and let me take care of you. Just be patient. That's all I'm asking you. Who is next, hon?
Norma from Illinois.
Are you here, Norma?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dr.
Okay.
Suri.
Hello, sweethearts. Okay, I'm sorry I'm very passionate, because you know what? I do have a problem with stupidity. And I know I'm pointing out a gold mine for so many people, and nobody, just 99.9 of the rest of the people are asleep. It's time to wake up, for God's sake. Sorry, my French. Okay, Barbara, what do you want, honey?
It's Norma.
I'm sorry, Norma. Barbara is next. I'm sorry. Stand by, Barbara.
I'm unemployed right now, and I'm having some trouble manifesting.
Okay, well, first of all, let me explain something. Had
sure.
you had a copy of my book, Moon Power, okay, Norma, you would know that...
2008.
Listen to me, honey. You would know that the tail of the dragon is right on your work and service to the world. So, if you can't find a job, or if you've been laid off, the economy, of course, is the main reason, but it was already set by the universe for you to undergo those drastic changes. You understand that first?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be above. Okay. Now, being a Pisces, you ain't got much of a fate. Now, this is the most karmic sign you can get. Hey, there is two fish here, one going down and one going up. Now, it's easy to go with the current, the past, the guilt, depression, insecurity, crying, complaining, name it. Oh my gosh, it is hard to swim against this current like a salmon and go back to your birthplace and faith and true wisdom. Do I make sense?
Yes,
it's very, it's very, very hard to be born in March, honey. So let me give you a tip here. Because you're a terminal, because you're a Pisces, first of all, you're completely under the jurisdiction of the moon. So you have to know when the tide is on your side, because as a fish, you're going to swim much faster and much safer. You got that? That's the first thing. Secondly, so that by this, I make a full-time job looking for a job after the new moon, like now, okay? Secondly, when do not swim downstream, okay? Do not swim downstream, because Pisces rules the 12th house, and the 12th house means the creative force of your subconscious can be subjugated the wrong way. So the more you say, oh, I can't do it, I'm having a problem here, this is not going to work, I'm depressed, the past bugged me, I have no loss, you know what? This becomes wishes to your subconscious. And as a Pisces, you have such a powerful creator. Because you have no fate, your future is the reincarnation of the thought. So when you look at it, okay, you got to watch the moon, you've got to understand the creative forces of your subconscious, okay? If at all possible, do your chart so you'll understand that if you're not going nowhere, it's because you're going the wrong way. And then you need to reevaluate. You know what? You have a chart of being somebody so big in this lifetime. You could be anything from a doctor, because you're very critical. I could see that. You have aptitude in interior designing, the arts, psychology. You're an investigator. You're an actual doctor. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The problem is your upbringing is messed up. I don't know if it's your mother. Sorry, I have to be direct with you, okay? I don't know if it's your mother or your dad, honey, but something was really messy here as a child. Do you understand me there, too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that led you to swim the wrong way within the current of depression, illusion, negativity, and maybe trusting a deity, Hala, Buddha, or Jesus, or the Momon, or Hare Krishna, whatever you sign up, is not going to help you, because that's a quicksand of deception. You need to free yourself from your own self. You need to look at yourself, and you need to realize the beauty, the how lucky you are. You know, you have won the first battle, the first race. Do you realize that against millions of other Noma, you're the one who made it first to the egg? Do I make sense to you or not?
Yes, you do.
That is a terrible, incredible swim that you did. But you won that one, Noma. So this one is as hard, if not harder. Okay?
Okay.
But you can do it. Put it in your mind. Now, if you ever decide to work with me, you need to restructure. You're going through in the psychological, serious psychological changes right now, okay? And you're more sensitive than ever, and you regenerate with information that are from high metaphysical levels, such as what I'm producing with you today. But if you ever work with me and you let me do your chart, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, if you remind me, of course, I'm going to insert another 90 minutes of hypnotherapy so that you can really, really get places. Now, don't eat when you're upset. Your stomach is weak. Do you follow me?
Okay.
And don't put stress on your knees.
Okay.
That's two things that you have to be a little bit cautious. Like all Pisces, you're born with great aptitudes in teaching, and great aptitude for metaphysics and the art. And all you did is to take care of all people, or your family, or yourself. You never really push where you belong. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got past life in the Middle East, and that's why, when it comes to religion, you're a little bit on that side here. And you also have past life in England. Now, the good news now, Norma, is as August, when the tail of the dragon removes your health and your work, you won't worry that much anymore. Okay? You're going to be free. You're going to leave yourself alone, put it this way. And then the new dragon will be conjuncting your wishes and your friends, including new groups. So chances are, joining a group will help you to build something of your own. And that will, of course, that imply taking some study. It's all ahead of you. Okay? January January 2010, you'll understand me better. July is going to be also a very interesting month. You might have to handle some difficulties then, but you'll be just fine. Most of all, don't forget to synchronize with the moon fluctuation. You're a Pisces, you're in the ocean. You have to respect the moon, and the moon creates the tide twice a day. You've got to watch that tide. So go to my website, drturi.com. Scroll down to any banner of my free book. That is a free book, 2008 Moon Power, and read the section, The Universal Laws of the Moon. You got all that, Norma?
Okay. All right.
All right, sweetheart.
I got it.
Anything
Thank
else
you
for
you? Thank you very much, Dr. Turi. I have a lot of work to do.
You bet. But I'm here to help you. I remember, like you, I'm a Pisces, and so was Einstein, Michelangelo, and George Washington. So you're in a good water here, okay? Just go and swim upstream, honey.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Norma.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. The email that I get every day from people that are just, I don't know, a couple of inches from committing suicide. This is how serious that is. You know, these are people that have lost faith. They have lost hopes. And they are misusing their own power against their own self. These are the people that are thinking inwardly. They have lost the power of regeneration. They have lost the power of regeneration. So they're thinking, run, giving a chance for evil, again, who can survive only with your pain and your suffering and your guilt and your past. Okay? They're feeding that evil to the point where evil consumes their entire soul. This is totally against the law in my teaching. Stand for yourself. Okay? And if you suffer, it's because something is very wrong. It's very obvious. Okay? Now, regardless of the excuse, it could be your health, it could be your work, it could be your position, it could be your dog, it could be your lover, your wife, your husband, your God knows what. Name it. This is the human experiences. But if you only knew how those people react the way I do, if you knew where their dragon, their emotional response to life, their real career, their real happiness is located. And if you only knew that sometimes it takes just a little push to get on the wave of success, but they would rather feel sorry for themselves to the point of total depression, okay, and to the point of ending up by committing suicide. No, it doesn't work that way. No, you could turn everything around. My gosh. All right, let's go to... California. Barbara? Yeah, okay. Barbara, are you here, honey?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Barbara, what can I do for you today?
I've been having this medical issue that the doctors can't seem to find what's wrong.
Okay.
They think it's just from stress, but
Hold on, honey. First of all, I want to tell you right away that I'm not a medical doctor, even though I teach them. I teach who is who in America, and in America, in the latest cancer reconstructive surgery. I teach psychiatrists, psychologists, and so forth. But when it comes to medical issues, I can only tell you that much, as a matter of fact, every single disease is coming from a blockage from your subconscious. Now, looking at your chart, I'm going to tell you what is the problem. Are you okay with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, but you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it, Barbara. You're not going to like
That's okay. But if I know what it is, then maybe I can fix it.
Okay. Well, first of all, you're prone to digestive problems. You're prone also to reproductive system. It's all on the low abdomen. Do you understand me?
Oh yeah.
Okay, now,
that's exactly
you got me.
Where it is.
I know, sweetheart, I know. I know what the problem is of your disease. It's you. You were born with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, conjuncting your Mercury, which is your mental process, and conjuncting your sun sign, giving life to the biggest evil energy you can get. And this mess up your entire atomic structure. So what's happening here? Well, let me tell you. You have had a lot of past life, a lot of past life involving metaphysics. You have a lot of past life involved in the medical field, so you are over, I repeat myself, O-V-E-R, concerned with yourself. Yes or no?
Yes, yes.
And what you're doing, in what you're doing, Barbara, you're stinging yourself with your own power and add a little bit of ignorance with it. So stop! I cannot heal you, honey. Nobody's going to heal you. Not doctor. Any doctor that you're going to see out there is going to heal you. But you. But it starts. You start by understanding a little bit more that what you, the book you have read about your disease or what your doctor are doing or suggesting or prescribing to you. Whoa, whoa, wait a minute here. This is serious. Much of the people who have terminal disease that the doctor are scratching their big educated heads, the mental snobs, will not help you. It's all
right.
About you. Now, if you stop stinging yourself and feeling evil and let the universe and God take care of your body, then chances are you're going to heal. You don't, and miracles do exist, honey. They really do. But you got
to
start with yourself. No,
what
reading about this, yeah, reading about all this, checking on the internet about all that. Oh my gosh. You know what? If you were to ask me, Barbara, to point where my kidney are, right now I'm pointing behind my neck. That tells you I'm exaggerating. That tells you that I don't know. You got too many past life as a doctor. That's where the problem is. You are over concerned with everything, with cleanliness, with hygiene, with health, with you're a little bit like Tyrannia, so to speak. At least you can laugh at yourself, and I love it. So, you could go around and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, and at the end, you know, exit this world much faster than you should. Or maybe just, you know, give yourself a chance and let me take care of you my way, and then you see the result. Okay? Now let me help you. Now, do you like rocks and crystals or not?
I love them. I love them.
You need to surround yourself with them, okay? Find yourself the biggest crystal you can, crystal rock, and you regenerate from the earth. You regenerate from crystals. You regenerate from healing and massage, the sense of touch, okay? You're very competitive. So as much as you can be sarcastic and direct with other people, you're the same way with you. So try to be a little bit more gentle to yourself and to other people, and you're going to see how things work. Okay? In this lifetime, you can use your power and all your witchcraft residue to build yourself and others. And that is your lesson, Barbara. You have to hit the bottom. You have to sting yourself, and you have to recuperate you from your ashes and as a Scorpio, build the eagle or the phoenix of the zodiac. Do I make sense, honey?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
All right. Now let's go for the good news now.
Okay.
As of August 2009, the dragon says it's going to get into your mind. And that means an entire restructure of your logic, your common sense, your critical thinking is going to take place. And then you're going to concentrate in learning more about the divine outwardly. Who knows? Maybe you become a student. And then free yourself from your own powers. Okay, so you got be ready to travel physically and spiritually and take some courses where you're going to be definitely making some progress. I think May, which is again next door, is going to be a very important month for you. Just check it, okay?
Okay.
All right,
sounds
sweetheart.
Great. Yeah, I've been wanting to take your course for a while, but I lost my job, so it's on my list of things to do. So,
honey, we work with you, okay? You take it easy now,
okay.
Honey.
All bye-bye. Right, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Barbara. You know what? Again, imagine any doctors, I mean, any traditionally educated doctor, okay, listening to me now, he'd say, what a bunch of baloney. That's what he would think. That's what he would say. You know why? Because he would assume. And that's the last thing you want to do. You never, ever want to assume anything about anybody. That's the last thing you want to do. Because assuming is already judging. And gosh, you could be very surprised by assuming, like that singer in England. What's her name again? Was that Susan Boyle? As soon as she presented herself on the stage, what did people do? Oh, suckers! They all assume she was a loser. Oh my gosh. And on that day, my book says, be ready for a wake-up call. Guess what? She gave a wake-up call to the judges, to the audience, and to the world. Now, this is how I'm going to end up this show. I know I have more people online, and I'm sorry, but I've got tremendous work to do. And Tarania, you got something to say about your next newsletter. Meantime, I apologize to everybody else. Please call me back next weekend because, as I said, I can only do so much with you guys on the air. Okay, now, what do you want to say about your newsletter?
Well, I have been writing a lot lately, so, you know, check out my message at drcherry.com/newsletter. And there you will really get lost into some deep stuff that I think may be easier for you to understand, maybe in my terms with the pictures and everything. But I think you'll really enjoy it. And I've just been working on one the last 2 days, so I'm a little bit drained. But go there and check it out. I think you'll really, really have a blast.
Yeah, this needs to be broadcasted. I also want to announce you that The Life and Fate of George Norrie, I got his green light, will be also broadcasted. And then I'm going to broadcast the daily forecast for all my VIPs. I'm going to broadcast the transits and universal predictions, new and full moon personal forecast. And that is, of course, only to my VIPs. I'm sorry, other people. But as I said, I'm getting much, much too busy with a lot of business and a lot of opportunities and options running nonstop to me. So I will have to stop or at least seriously slow down my free newsletters. Until then, I want to make sure that you stay positive, and I want to make sure that you join us next Wednesday for Dr. Cherry Cosmic Code Radio Show. Make it a beautiful life. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.